6 o'clock, call to order the February 18th meeting, 2026 of the Attleball Water District. This is the regular meeting of the Board of Directors. Our mission statement is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call.
Director Davis?
Here.
Vice President Prefer?
Here.
President Shelley?
Here.
Director Olson?
Oh, Olson. Luckily, this is a quorum and we can proceed.
I'm gonna say late. Sometimes they late 7 o'clock.
Public comments. Are there any public comments? No, no, no. Good. We'll go into our consent calendar. Any comments on the minutes?
No.
Good. Any comments on financials?
No.
Any comments on operations?
Just an excellent job again there, you know, from our general manager there for the morale and for the upkeep here of the district.
Thank you.
And 8%?
8%, yes. It's up a little, but there was some usage by CAL FIRE for the prescribed burn. I don't know if we got accurate numbers, but we got close enough. So that could be, you know, the 8% could account for some of that loss. So.
Yeah. 8% is a very, very believable number, and I'm happy with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. I'll entertain any public comment on the consent calendar? No? Good. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll approve that.
Perfect. Is there a second?
Second.
Approve it?
Sorry, go
ahead. I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 3-0. We'll go to the general manager's report.
Okay, so start off with the MHI study. I think you all know we came up short of the 75. So we're doing a fourth round via emails. And so that they had to apply to the state again just to notify them that we're doing a fourth round. So once I get word, they're anticipating to be able to send those emails out hopefully by next week. It should be a much quicker process. The people will be, they'll be able to respond via the email, their response or for the survey, to fill out that survey. So. As soon as we get the numbers back, obviously, I'll let you guys know the update where we're at with that. The wastewater treatment plant, I had a meeting with Dudek. The main guy I'm working with is Mike Metz. He brought along his senior engineer, Agata. We sat down, discussed the 30% design. They're eager to help us out to get to 100%. They're gathering a lot of paperwork right now from us and just diving back into this 30% design. But they're putting together a proposal for the cost of that portion of the project. And then as we go, we'll be working on costs for the project itself and looking at reducing costs on the project and maybe some possible redesigns that are already worked into the 30%. So we're working all this stuff out right now, and we'll be meeting here in the near future to get their proposals. So I'll have updates on that as we go as well. We did some modifications and improvements to the front gate up at Foster Lake. There were some challenges and issues with the guide rail for that front gate there. So we elected to put in concrete. There was a big sinkhole as you're going out to the right, and that needed repairing. So we poured concrete on both sides, the entry and exit of the gate. This is them after it's all tore out and formed up. They did an excellent job. Now the track itself is recessed, We were having issues with Caltrans and some other personnel wiping out that rail. So we recessed it and hopefully resolved that problem. We also recently installed this new generator at our Fern Valley 1A facility. That's the crew installing a new cover for that generator. They're working right now to, once the weather passes, we'll be painting that, putting the roof on. We'll also be repainting all the buildings in that facility. They're ready for paint. This was on a piece of property. It's an old well that didn't produce anything, so it was abandoned on a piece of property here in town. It was in escrow, but that standpipe stood up about 3.5 feet. So they requested in the escrow that we shorten it and cap it off. So it was 3.5, well, that's about a foot off the ground now. So it stood another 2.5 feet above ground. So the new owners didn't want to see that. So we brought it down for them. This is a screenshot of our SCADA system for our reservoirs and our treatment plant. So we get to look at this. It gives us a snapshot of the level of all our reservoirs. It also gives us warnings. There's low level and high level alarms. So if, for whatever reason, there could be many reasons, but if a reservoir starts losing water, for some reason, we'll get the on-call operator will get an alarm. The full SCADA system will alarm, and whoever's on call obviously has to respond to it. But we get the high level and low level alarms. There's many multitude of functions that this provides for us, but this is just a snapshot. It has all our off-site reservoirs. So there's Wildwood, Rockdale, Southridge, there's Goldenrod and Tollgate tanks that are off-site. And then up at Foster Lake, we have another seven tank reservoirs up there. So we can monitor all of them at one time. Tells us how many feet of water are in those reservoirs, and lets us know what's going on within the system. And those obviously feed our distribution system to all our customers. And this is Foster Lake. At the end of summer, we had about a foot of water in the lake. Since then, since that last storm we got in January, we've been getting water from Strawberry Creek. The diversion's been pumping almost nonstop, and we're over our halfway mark on the level of the lake. So it's really improved. And this snow, I anticipate we should have a full lake here pretty soon, at least by summer. And that's all I have.
Wonderful.
Mr. Davis, any questions?
Phil, you're talking about on the SCADA system, are you talking about rate of change alarms?
We have what?
Are you talking about rate of change alarm?
Rate of change?
Right, you were saying it sends the alarm to the operator depending on level. I know there's a high level and low level, but
yeah.
Does it also give an alarm for a rate of change? That way, if the reservoir is emptying or filling faster than it should, you can get an alarm.
Yeah, so as soon as it hits its low mark, it's going to alarm that operator, and he's going to have to figure out, okay, why did this reservoir, fall below the low level in a short time? So he'll get that alarm and have to figure out why is this happening, or vice versa. If it's the high level, if we have too many wells on, or We were anticipating a heavy weekend and people aren't using the water. Those tanks could fill up faster than we want. It'll give them a high. We have the high alarm set about a foot below the spill level. So the tank will not spill. It gives him time to go out, shut off some wells if need be. If we're losing water, we had an incident a couple weeks ago where we got that low level alarm and the tanks were slowly just reducing and in level. But what turned out was Idaho Arts had an issue with their reservoir and they didn't notify us. So their tank almost went empty. And so they figured out the problem. We got it fixed. And then I sent Brian down there to talk with them. And so they had a problem with a valve. And again, it almost let that tank go empty. And so they discovered that, refilled the tank, and that's what was dropping the level in our reservoir. So the system, that's exactly what that low-level alarm's for. It alerted us, said, hey, we got a problem. It's either that or we got a major break somewhere, and we got to send everybody out, start looking around.
That's why I was asking about rate of change. We actually had an alarm called rate of change.
Yeah, if it went more than rate of change.
Okay, so if it went more than, say, a foot in an hour, that was excessive, and so you would get an alarm for that.
Yeah. No, it's they watch it on a daily basis and can see, basically if that what the reservoirs are doing. On the weekends, it's more critical that the on-call person has those alarms because he wouldn't be watching the SCADA like the guys do throughout the day on a weekly basis.
Well, since this is just a programming thing, can we possibly have the SCADA people program a rate of change alarm?
I'm sure they would be able to do that.
Okay. Can we look into that then? That
yeah, way? I can look into that. Rate of change.
Anything else, Mr. Davis?
On the abandoning the wells, I know the standard in San Diego County, I don't know what the same standard is in Riverside County, but for us to abandon a well, we had to plug it with concrete for 15 feet and then cut off the standpipe 3 feet below the surface.
Really?
No.
I don't know that we don't follow that rule.
Okay, well, I'm saying in San Diego County, that would still be considered an active well,
Yeah, this well was abandoned years ago. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was abandoned, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was a long,
right.
When?
It was in the 80s.
It was in the 80s. And so it has always been standing up this tall. They just asked us to cap it lower.
And was it more doctor testing well?
It was a testing, it turned into
a monitoring well?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is why, thank you for Bill, let him do it, because the guy was so mad. He liked to cap it.
It turned into a big thing, especially for the escrow.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mr. Davis?
That's it, thank you.
Okay. Vice President Prefer?
I just had a question. It's not a big thing, but do we know a time frame idea on the Dudek thing?
No, because they haven't given me a time frame. I've been in contact with Agata, the senior engineer, and she's personally working on this, and we're going back and forth. She's asking for documentation. So, and she told me yesterday they're working on the proposal. So I'm assuming within the next couple of weeks I'll have something. They did give a time frame as far as getting to 100%. They felt, they gave a time frame of 6 months. So,
thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you.
On the MHI study, if there were a possibility for us to get that survey to members of the community that are in the district with kind of a encouragement by their landlord, would that be something we could do possibly? Because and the reason I'm saying that is because there are some landlords on the Hill that would be very favorable to us getting the grant to keeping the rates down.
Right.
And so I think if we contacted a couple of those landlords and told them, hey, could you send a note out to all your tenants and ask them to fill out the survey, that might encourage them to do so.
So what we did do, or we're going to do, Tyla put together an email list of current renters,
mm-hmm.
and we sent that email list to the people that are doing the MHI study.
Mm-hmm.
We're also sending out an email prior to their emails going out, just making everyone aware, that's same email list, right? So she's going to send out a personal email from the district to make them aware of this email that's going to be coming out.
Okay.
But we can also, we can also send it out to specific homeowners as well to, you know, notify them if we don't have the email already.
Well, it's a little bit tricky because we don't receive the survey, so we don't know who submitted them and who hasn't submitted
mm-hmm.
them. Also,
right.
If the house is in the landlord's name, the survey is going to the landlord, not the renter. The
yeah.
account with us.
Right.
And doesn't the paper say something about the
right.
renter
so
or
right.
something?
But it's not going to the renter. Like, there's no way for us to give it to the renter then to
mm-hmm.
answer the question.
So that's why she put together the renter's email list.
Okay.
So we could go directly to the source.
Because some renters pay their landlord the water bill.
Yeah.
Right. So in that case where the renter pays the landlord and doesn't pay the district, they could still complete the survey, though, because they're still a resident in the district, in the sewer district.
Yeah, but the survey is going to the account holder.
I know who
yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
going
so,
to.
You can encourage them to pass it on, but I can't guarantee it.
Right, right. Okay, so I'll look into that because it sounds like I have an idea that I'm not communicating well, and I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
On the other thing, the SCADA system, I'm just very impressed with that because I think it used to be a lot more archaic. What we have now, and you happened to show this to me earlier today, and it actually gives live feed on all of those numbers that are there. Those aren't static numbers that change every 24 hours. They change by the minute.
They do. And if you click on the reservoir, it gives a graph of the direction that reservoir is dropping or raising. So that's how we can tell what direction the reservoir is going, and it gives us actually, like Dr. Shelley said, a minute-by-minute snapshot of that reservoir.
Yeah, and also what I really liked about it is it's really easy to look at that and make sense of what it is. I mean, it was the first time that I'd really looked at it today, and I could see what each one of those things was. I know where the Wildwood well is, or the reservoir is, tank is, the Rockdale, and to see it like that, it's just so much information in such a small space,
correct.
And you can actually do some actual changes to things if you wanted from the program itself, right?
Yeah, so we're able to make changes to the levels, the alarm levels. We're able to make any kind of change we need if we start having problems. And then if there are issues beyond what we can do, we call SCADA. Mike is his name, and he gets in contact over the phone and can log in and fix any problems or issues that we have. So
it's a stormy, cold winter day. You don't even have to go out there. You can do it all from
Right here.
The screen, click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's all I have. Thank you. Any public comments? Yes.
So a couple things. What you're talking about with the survey and the renter paying the landlord for the water,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to get a hold of the renter's email to get a hold of them?
Yeah.
And so if you have to go through the owner, how do you know what owner is getting paid by the renter for the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very complicated.
Right? Yeah,
I have an idea, and I'll explain it at a later date, because it apparently is too complicated for this discussion here. Yes?
And part of this income survey thing is that it seems like there's a sort of structuring it so that there's an arm's length thing that the district is doing themselves, that a professional group that's a third party is doing that, and so that you're not muttering in there and doing something you're not supposed to do. Like there maybe are some rules and laws about what you can and can't say and do that you may not even be aware of, and so that's why the professionals have to do everything here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we cannot handle the survey itself.
Right.
We can't pass it. We couldn't take it door to door. Because
mm-hmm.
we did request that to go door to door, and she said no, we just
can't
do that.
Well, you're gonna get a headline in the paper this week.
It is
fate of wastewater funding rests on medium also income survey, but you know.
Yeah, I
know, so it's come out this week. That's tonight's today's paper. So.
Yeah, thank you. John?
With the survey, we're trying to get a grant, so we're looking for a lower income is what we really want to see.
Technically, the proper wording is we want a fair representation,
sure.
And if the representation shows that we have low income to a certain extent, then we qualify for the grant.
This is on 77 South.
Yeah.
Michael, we came with the idea to knock that off for each one, but they said the state of California declined. They put them as a third party
mm-hmm.
professional. They refuse.
Right. But what we can do is we can advertise that if you receive a survey, please fill it out. The paper can put in an article that we do want as many surveys as possible sent back, and we can tell our friends and neighbors that we want them to fill it out. We can post on Facebook that if you get a survey, please
yes.
fill it out. We can be very proactive in saying, if you get a survey, please fill it out.
This is confidential information that you're not publishing people's, you're not...
Right, and that was a concern of a couple of the residents, is that this is going to become public knowledge. No, it's not going to be public knowledge. It's not going to be published. It goes into a database and
which you guys don't even have, which they have.
Right, which they have.
SESPA, Carwa.
So
right.
Carwa stuff.
And what they do usually in this type of, because I did a little bit of research methodology in college, they assign a number to each response. And after that point, the person's name isn't even associated with it. It's just the number.
Yep.
And so the numbers go into the equation
yes.
rather than personal names and
like
personal data.
It's like a blind test. And once the data is put in there, it's anonymized.
Right.
And they charge it for each round, too.
Yes, we get charged each time that we have to try and get more people to reply.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. If there's no other comments on that, we'll go to item number 3, which is the board of directors will conduct interviews of candidates interested in filling the current board vacancy. The board may ask candidates questions regarding their qualifications, experience, and interest in serving in the district. We told everyone that was interested, or told a blanket statement, anyone who's interested, to please contact the district or send an email to myself. I received one letter of interest. From John Stamper. John is here tonight. John, if you don't mind, do you have a copy of your letter?
I do not have a copy of my letter.
We have a copy. If you could read that to us, we would appreciate it.
Dear members of the Board of Directors, I am writing to express my interest in serving on the Board of Directors for the Ottawa Water District. This letter is submitted as my formal letter of intent for the board vacancy. I bring over 25 years of professional experience as an automotive technician, team leader, and shop foreman at the dealership level. I'm currently employed at Ottawa Garage, where I work as a technician, tow truck driver, and office assistant. Throughout my career, I have developed strong problem-solving skills, leadership experience, and solid work ethic that I believe would be valuable in a governance role. I am actively involved in the IROC community and volunteer my time with the ICC Sports and Recreation, assisting with coaching, umpiring, field setup, and general support as needed. Giving back to the community is important to me, and serving on the board of directors would allow me to contribute at a broader level. Thank you for your time and consideration. I appreciate the opportunity to be considered for this position.
Very nice. Very well done.
Thank you.
Do you have any other comments before we start asking you some questions?
No, I think we're ready to go.
Excellent. Mr. Davis, any questions?
No.
Okay. Vice President Prefer.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. On this, it appears like you did some work in a dealership.
Correct.
And at there, you have the shop foreman, dealership level. In that experience, how important was and what kind of ways did you deal with customer satisfaction?
So customer satisfaction is really big at the dealership level. That's pretty much what drives everything. Toyota, I work for Toyota Motor Sales at the dealer level. And Toyota Motor Sales wants the dealership to be as high as possible with customer satisfaction because it leads to more sales and so on. So we worked really hard. I worked with all the team leaders, and we had a team. So we had four members on a team. There were six teams plus a couple of individual guys. So we had about 20 technicians there. But I worked with each team leader to make sure that the quality of work went out properly. I didn't micromanage, but I made sure I was available anytime. Weekends, we worked Saturdays and Sundays. Make sure I'm available on weekend. You give me a phone call if you got a question about something, and I can address it with you instead of having to clear the mess up on Monday. We can get it resolved on a Saturday or Sunday, or when I'm on vacation, it was still open for me. But anything that they needed, my resources, I got them to make sure that the job was done properly the first time, mm-hmm. not the second time when it came back in. Same with the service advisors. I oversaw the service advisors as well.
Oftentimes, board members will sometimes board members will be approached by community members that are very passionate about something that may have happened, and they want you to change it. They want you as a board member to go in there and change that policy and make it completely different. And sometimes they're very animated and very vocal and very forceful in their delivery, telling you things. How would you be able to deal with that?
Well, I would listen to them, hear their concerns, and then tell them that I can address that at the board meeting, but there's no guarantee that I can change what they want done. That's not my job. That's not any board member's job. That will be voted upon, and if it's something that can be changed, it will be. But we will address your concern.
Excellent. Very good answer. I don't have any more questions. Any questions from the general manager? Any questions from CFO?
No.
Okay. John, there's only a couple qualifications. One, you have to be a resident of Idyllwild Water District. Are you a resident? Excellent. And do you plan on continuing to be a resident?
Yes, I do.
That's good, because it makes it really bad when you move out of district, because you're immediately, within a month or so, you have to be relieved of your position.
Do you want to do this again?
No. And not to give away too much of your personal information, but my understanding is that you're becoming a homeowner soon.
I am a homeowner, but I'm becoming another. I own two houses up here, and I'm in the process of a third.
Good for you.
Within a mile and half a mile of each other. So.
That sounds like it's within the water district.
It's definitely within the water district.
And you're current in all your... Oh, I'm not allowed to ask that.
I am. What?
He's in water and sewer.
Oh, we like that. Both water and sewer. Very good. All right, I have no further questions. The board will probably vote on at the next meeting.
Okay.
I would highly encourage you to be there, because it would appear that there's not a lot of competition.
Should be able to win this one.
I think so. And since there are no other candidates that have put in an application, if one should show up later this week, later this month, at the next board meeting, they would not qualify because this was the deadline. And we only received one application by the deadline. So no matter what anyone else says that night, they are not qualified for us to consider. So, very good. And we will take no action on that tonight, but we will take action on that at the next meeting.
And also, if you don't mind to remind him about he will run this
bit. Oh, yeah. If you are appointed next month, which I think is highly likely, you'll have to, because of the way that it's structured, you have to run in November for the seat. And then that seat, because of the seat that you're replacing, a year from then you would have to run again.
Well,
it's just a weird sequence of how it's set up.
And that's okay.
Okay.
That instead of getting a 4-year commitment, I get my feet in the,
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We're good.
And we have some material that we'd like you to have probably at the next meeting to review over and get yourself familiar with some of the steps and procedures that we follow.
Sure.
That'd be great. Okay. Any other public comment? No? Good. We'll go to the employee appreciation dinner. The board of directors will discuss the employee appreciation dinner. We are going to have a private event, so it will not be open to the public. It will be for the employees and a guest. We're going to have that in March. And according to the Brown Act and the Brown rules, we can do that. And since this is a private party, we're not going to be announcing the date, time, and location. But we will notify the employees and the board members. And we look forward to that. And the board is paying for that. The board members put their stipend into a fund, and that fund has accumulated enough money to pay for a dinner. So we look forward to providing the employees a dinner on behalf of the board. We look forward to funding that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Any public comment? No? Good. We'll go on to action item, resolution number 809. The board of directors will set the date of May 20th, 2026 for a public hearing for water standby assessment fees for the fiscal year 2026-2027 and for undeveloped parcels within the Idyllwild Water District service area. So I'll entertain a motion to approve a date of May 20th for a public hearing for the water standby assessment fees.
I'll approve that.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. We have first and second. Any public comments?
Oh, kind of relevant question. I think we got the number. There was 440 on standby fees in the district, wasn't that, for the water?
440, yes.
Yeah. And so you, and the question I asked Pine Cove, you guys, could someday, you think you're someday capable of, you had to serving that many additional, you'd have to, though of course you have more money, you have money to do that too, wouldn't you? Get some,
yes.
Probably wouldn't happen all at once, but sure.
Yeah, it would slowly be implemented, but
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, great. There's no other questions. We have a motion and a second. Is all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 3-0. Item number 6, the Board of Directors will set a date of May 20th, 2026, public hearing for sewer standby assessment fees, rather than feeds, it's probably fees, for fiscal year 2026-2027 for undeveloped parcels within the Idyllwild Water Improvement District Number 1 sewer service area. I don't think there's any need for any comment on this, so is there a motion?
Yes.
And a second? Any public comment? No? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 3-0. Any director's comments?
No.
No? I have none either. Any more public comments? No? Excellent. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Passes. Our next meeting will be in March on the 18th, because February is just like March. 18th. At 6 o'clock.